You probably know him as the carnivorous mustached Ron Swanson of the clever sitcom Parks and Recreation. And while Nick Offerman and his fictional character may be different in many ways, they do both share a love of fine woodworking. Nick Offerman is in town this week, touring behind his new book, Good Clean Fun: Misadventures in Sawdust at the Offerman Workshop. It's both a beautifully illustrated how-to guide to some of the woodshop's favorite projects, as well as an ode to the craft and the people who practice it. Offerman joined us by phone to talk about it. I thought you might like to visualize that. You might like to know our radio station is less than a mile down the road from what's used as the outdoor shot of JJ's Diner on Parks and Rec.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So if you like, I hope that you'll associate this conversation with your character Ron Swanson's favorite breakfast dish of four horse meals of the apocalypse.
I immediately feel well fed and warm in my belly.
Oh, well, early in the book, Good Clean Fun, you write that you grew up learning the use of tools from your dad, and your first appreciation of his woodworking was something that helped with your toilet training. Would you tell us more?
Sure. I mean, my dad grew up on a farm a few miles down the road from where I grew up, and so he grew up using tools, and he was a very athletic guy, still is, and so he grew up using tools, working on a dairy farm, and then he moved into town eventually when his dad was elected mayor of Manuka, and he continued to have summer jobs. Working on farms, he worked on a blacktop crew. He worked digging field tile, like laying irrigation tile out in grain fields. And so he had a great command of his body and tools and knowledge of general engineering. But he never really, you know, was into indoor carpentry or what you would consider woodworking. Until I was probably 3 years old, maybe, and it was time to teach me to tinkle standing up. And he was game for the coaching, but the only problem was I wasn't tall enough to get over the front of the bowl. So he just built a little step box, hammered together out of pine planks, and it was a great success. It lifted me up the 8 inches I needed, and I was able to become a master of the craft. Some would call my work an art, but I'll leave that to the critics.
Is your home furnished with pieces from the Offerman workshop?
We do have a handful of pieces from my shop. As obsessed as I am with woodworking, Megan's equally obsessed with interior design. And so our house is her masterpiece.
Oh.
And I don't say that lightly. It is a crazy work of art. It was actually just in Style magazine, the one that was just on newsstands with the first lady on the cover. And so, you know, furniture from my shop is but one of the colors on her palette. And I feel very grateful that we have our dining table and we have a big double desk. It's a long slab of maple that is our both of our desks side by side. And we have a four-poster bed made of white oak in the guest room that one of our woodworkers named Michelle Diener made. That's just a museum quality piece. And then there's a beautiful little Japanese tea table made of cocoa bolo that I actually made for our wedding that now holds our little record player on which we listen to vinyl.
You are not the character Ron Swanson, but you and Ron both are woodworkers. What is it about woodworking that can unite the likes of you, Midwestern theater kid, with the government employee who hates government?
Well, the nice thing about woodworking and also this book, I took great pleasure in writing a book that anybody can buy for their kids. There's no bad words in the book. There's no politics or there's no, you know, there's no dirty comedy. It's full of fun, and there is some really funny stuff in the book. But the great thing about woodworking, like making anything with your hands, it doesn't matter what's going on in your brain otherwise. If you're making lasagna or you're making chairs or you're making music or you're raising kids, you know, all the things that you can do that require craft and attention and coordination. There's something absolutely bewitching to me about those things. They engender a way of life that by solving problems in my shop, it then affects the rest of my day. You know, once you become a problem solver through making things, it makes your whole life better.
Nick, you said that woodworking works best when connected to everything else. A family or community of loving people who like to cook and laugh and make sure everybody is feeling good. Your attitude toward the staff of Offerman Workshop shows that with the way you showcase their artistry. And I have to say, Nick, with your comedy, your writing, your woodworking and good, clean fun, you make us all feel good. Thanks so much.
Well, that's awfully nice to hear, because that was my aim. And if that's the way you feel about it, then I guess I'll try and keep it up.
I hope so. Nick Offerman's new book is Good, Clean Fun. He'll appear at the First Center at Georgia Tech tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.